On September 13th, 1989, I killed my first bull. The first animal that ever died from one of my arrows was a spike bull. Granted, it wasn't anything like the giant 6x7 I blew it on, but it didn't matter. It was my first bow kill and my first bull elk. Truth is, I didn't deserve a big bull yet. I hadn't paid my bow hunting dues. And size aside, I didn't know many guys who had even killed a bull with their bow. So my spike bull accomplishment still felt special. It was an almost 3-week grind, but it was worth it. Some people live their whole lives never finding their true passion. I was 20 years old when I first tasted bow hunting success, and that marked the time I discovered my purpose. Suddenly, I had something in my life to focus my energy on. I quit college and quit about everything else just to be able to bow hunt more. I'll never forget where this journey began and how long it's taken to hammer away at a dream. We all have to start somewhere. Nobody's born great at bow hunting. Bow hunting is not easy. Spending day after day in the unforgiving mountains to hunt is a feat on its own, but adding the extra challenge of doing it with a bow takes that challenge to another level. That's what drew me to the time-honored tradition of bow hunting. At times, it feels nearly impossible to get within bow range of an animal and kill it with essentially a sharp stick. The elk live in the mountains every day of the year, sleeping, eating, keeping a wary eye out for predators, surviving. Imagine sleeping under a tree one night. It would be absolutely miserable, but elk do it every single day in rugged country. It's no wonder they are as tough as they are. So when you're bow hunting them, you have to be close, within 40 yards ideally, in their quote red zone, which means you have to outwit them. The average success rate on hunting a bull elk with a bow is about 10%. So that's one kill every 10 years, or one guy out of 10 who's going to have success. That's never going to be good enough for me. Never was, never will be. Average sucks. Nowadays, I earn success on virtually every hunt, in every state, every year. So I expect to be 100% when the average is 10%. That said, I didn't wake up one morning great at bow hunting. I have worked for more than 30 years to get where I am today. It's not talent, it's drive. It's not raw ability, it's endurance. Hunting is my passion, and being successful at it is what fuels me every day to get better than the day before. That's how I'm able to have a 100% success rate. Regardless of how it may appear, this book isn't about bow hunting. It's not an advice book. I don't tell people what to do, nor do I try to speak for others. I just share what I do and what I'm passionate about, because life without passion is simply existence, in my opinion. We are all hunters in a sense, searching for a more meaningful life. Too many times, the weight of this world becomes too heavy to carry through the mountains, so we turn back towards safer, more comfortable conditions. Too often, we find ourselves waiting and wondering when success will find us. This book will provide the motivation to keep moving, to stay steadfast, and to be ready for that moment. Rather than a book about hunting, this is a book about enduring. I love the word endure. That's what life is all about. There are hard times. It's a long race. Sometimes it can feel like a battle. But for those of us not born with it, greatness is easy to give up on. There are countless excuses that keep people from going after an extraordinary life. But when we take on the challenge of pushing our limitations, we no longer see our limitations as barriers, but as chances to work hard and buck the odds. In order to live a life marked by passion, tenacity, focus, and resilience, you have to simply keep hammering. Keep hammering isn't some clever motto. It's a wake-up call to meaning. It's a reference that reminds us to pound away at the lie of impossible. I get a lot of people